That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Elm Park Rolls podcast, supported by Blue Collar Street Food. Well, this is going to be a really quick one because there really hasn't been that much happening in Reading Football Club in the last few weeks. We've had postponed games against Luton and now against Peterborough United, which was meant to be on Boxing Day. But I wanted to wish you all a happy Christmas and just have a little wrap up with Alex and Dave about what's happening at Reading at the moment. Alex, do you think the kind of the break that we're getting here, do you think that's good news for us with the injury backlog we've got? Or do you think further down the line, we're going to pay even more for it?
I think it's good news partly, just purely because we've got all these injuries, right? At least we're going to have a little bit more, you know, a little bit more to select from when these games inevitably get rearranged for March or something. We should at least have more players to choose from. I mean, the other thing is, were we on great form beforehand, before these games? I don't think we're on great form. So did you really want to go and watch us play currently? I don't know. I was excited to go to the match, but I wasn't necessarily excited to watch us play. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that we're, you know, having games postponed from that.
But it's a huge... if you don't play, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But it's a huge shame to lose the Boxing Day match, isn't it, Dave? And also against Peterborough, the team that's directly below us, because now we are horribly near to the relegation zone. I think we would have won there, but we will play them at some point. But I don't want a horrible backlog of fixtures. But the Boxing Day one is such a beautiful game. And we do have a Christmas special that you can listen to on our Ko-fi that we've just created. That's K-O-F-I. You just go to Elm Park Rolls and you can pay for a pint a month, which is £5. And you'll get exclusive content there with a monthly podcast. And you also get 15% off the EPR store. And we'll have a free exclusive item that you'll get after 6 months of being on there. But Dave, Boxing Day matches would have been great to have that. That was a real killer, that one, wasn't it, being cancelled?
Yeah, it's been a rough couple of years for Boxing Day for Reading fans. Last year, you had to be out until the dark hours, as it were, and then this year no game. So it's one of those traditions that it's one of my favorites. We've got good memories, we've got bad memories, but it's always about watching football on that day. So sad it's off, but you know, this probably was the only way we were going to get an unbeaten festive period though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it totally was at the moment. Hopefully we'll see Lucas Jow at some point back there, Alex. I'm not quite sure he's going to be back in the next week or so, but if he comes back, if he plays 75% of the matches towards now and the end of the season, we're going to stay up fine, aren't we?
I think 75% might be pushing it slightly, but yeah, I think so. It seems like he's close. It seems the kind of everything we're hearing seems like he's trending towards coming back at some point in the next, I don't know, month perhaps. It doesn't seem like he's, you know, 3 or 4 months away still. So hopefully we'll have him back kind of by late January, early February. That would be, yeah, really big for our season.
Yeah, it would be. And One player we also need to return back to fitness. We don't know how bad he was, Dave, was John Swift. Without him, we would have been absolutely shafted this season. So we need him back.
Yeah, top man, need him. Obviously, loves a Boxing Day as well, as mentioned between us. I think I haven't seen too many details on Swift being out. Maybe it's because I'm in the colonies and I have a lack of coverage. But does he just need a bit of a rest? If so, glad these games are off. Let him recover because, we've said it over and over on this podcast. We've said it off the podcast. Swift has a bad game. We have a bad game. We're so reliant on him right now.
Yeah, totally. But all I want for Christmas is Jao. If John Swift is there and the delivery would be perfect. But I was speaking to some people last week who are involved behind the scenes and the postponement of the 150th match anniversary would have been it's really stressful. They put so much work into actually getting ready for that one, Alex. And we've obviously seen some people have been involved with that. It's a real shame for them because it would have been a special day with 20,000 people there at least. And then Reading, we probably would have lost, but it would have been great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it seems like there was an awful lot kind of planned in and a lot have been set up. It's a real shame for all the people who've put in the effort and the time and for it to not come out, when they planned it to. Hopefully the move to, they've moved it to February, I want to say, now against Coventry. Hopefully we still get a big crowd. If we don't get 20,000, then maybe not. But, it would be great to still get a big crowd in for that game and hopefully the club are able to kind of, work some magic and move a lot of their plans around towards that game.
Yeah. Coming up later as well, Dave, you've got the FA Cup match against Kidderminster. I know it's a little bit way off, but what a draw that is. I mean, if I could go to that, I'd love to go to that. But that's the one that you dream about, isn't it? That is...
Stuff of dreams is right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of people adding a ground they haven't done before for their away day. That's nice. It's an old cliche, but the magic of the cup. It's that type of tie, and they happen every year. But this time we're involved. We're not just against another Championship side where both teams put out their second string, and we're not against some
Man United away.
Man United away, where we just get pumped for absolutely no point showing up.
Don't play their C team, just pass it around, go 1-0 up, and that's it.
Man United Academy just absolutely destroys our time in the cup. So, I think it's going to be fantastic. I think I read the scrapping replays, right, because of the picture congestion. So, decided on the day away. Kidderminster Harriers, if you grew up in the 80s or the 90s, then you
love that team.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is this the game when George Puskas gets his first goal of the season, Alex?
No.
Hesitation there.
I'm going to say no. I just don't think he'll start against them.
If it goes to penalties, he scores. I'm saying.
If he goes to penalties, yeah. I think if I don't know when Andy Carroll's contract's up. Is it like the 13th of January or something?
Yeah, it's like weird mid-January.
I'm going to say Andy Carroll would be a great player to play against Kidderminster Harriers because if you're a Kidderminster player, you're not going to want to face Andy Carroll, are you? Former England international
player, there isn't he?
He's that's my point. You don't want to face him. Because he's obviously a good player, but you do want to face him because he's a former England national. And like, if you're playing in the sixth tier of English football, how many times are you going to come up against a, former England player who's played at a Euros, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, scored a fantastic, I think at least one goal against Sweden. I remember that really good header. Sorry, Eric, but it was a good one.
Yeah, I can't believe it's not on TV. Like, if you're sat there picking out the fixtures from that round, it's a phenomenal fixture, You just talk about Big AC the whole time.
And it's not on TV. But thanks a lot for listening to this one. Just a short wrap-up of where we are. Check out our Ko-fi as well. But most of all, I also just wanted to say I want to dedicate this episode to my dad, who sadly died not that long ago. And he was my hero completely, and I'm going to miss him so much. But he also helped me to have the confidence to do these kind of things as well. So hope everyone has a happy Christmas, and I really appreciate your messages of support around my dad. So thanks from me, and I love you all. Cheers.